This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. Well, the mood may be down. There's no sport, there's no football. Are you in self-isolation? One way or another, hearing that entrance tune, that song can only give you a smile. And don't worry, if you need your sporting fix, Love Sport is the place to get it. So why not join us tonight? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, I'm delighted to say you normally tune in now, 9:30 on a Tuesday. You're waiting for your Portsmouth Fan Show. You're waiting for your fix. And I know you. You're waiting to hear the dulcet tones of Jake Smith at a match. And we go live to him now at Fratton Park. Jake, please give us the latest. What is the score?
Oh, do you know what? I wish we had a score to report. And listening to that song just brings back so many great memories. Memories of football actually being played. And it's quite somber times at the moment. I've even got a little whiteboard at the end of my bed with a tally of each day we go past without any football.
So, Jake, that is the saddest, loneliest image. Why have you said that? I mean, we're all suffering and you're totting up the days. I mean, Jake, you've probably provided me with one of my greatest radio highlights in that wonderful comeback, talking about the absolute scenes from you going mad at getting that winner. And now me and you are talking about a show, no football on the horizon. Jake, what do we do with ourselves?
You know what? I've absolutely no idea. And I saw a tweet earlier, I think it was this morning actually, saying you don't really appreciate what you've got until you lose it. And you don't really fully understand how much you actually look forward to going to a match, whether it's a EFL Trophy final or whether it's just, you know, match day 19 in League One at home to Accrington. The fact that, you know, you look forward to every single game and you don't really understand how much you do miss that once it's taken away from you. And I think it's not even just the fact that we've got no football to look forward to, it's the fact that we are left in somewhat uncertainty. We don't know when it's coming back. It could be a month, it could be 2 months, it could be three or four or five. And that's a sorry state to find ourselves in.
Yeah, a very sorry state. Obviously, everyone's health and safety is paramount, but the sporting landscape has completely changed. And the worrying, concerning thing is, like you just said there, Jake, we don't know when it will change or when it will be back. When is it, you know, coming on the horizon, the next football game, that next time we'll hear that song at Fratton Park? It's an unprecedented, unusual, unique time at the minute, Jake. What are you making of all the changes? Because obviously it's only suspended to April, but me and you well know it looks like we could see a longer suspension or maybe a season completely scrapped. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think obviously you've hit the nail on the head. You know, the fact that everyone's health and safety is the main priority, you know, all across the world. So that's got to be taken into account. But when you look at it from the sporting aspect and from the football aspect, but I think going forward, I think the news today that the Euro 2020 has been pushed back to 2021 next June, July, I think that probably gives a little bit of an indication that UEFA have told the European countries and the leagues that you've basically got to be done with those leagues, hopefully, if all of this does blow over in the next few months, basically by next summer. That's what I read from that. Of course, like you say, none of us know what's going to happen, but I can imagine this one not coming back in April. I can't imagine our first game back being the EFL Trophy final at Wembley. I think that's a little bit short notice with so much uncertainty flying around right now. You know, the rate of which, you know, I'm no doctor, I'm no medical expert, but, you know, looking at the stats and looking at what's happened worldwide, I can't imagine us getting back into the flow of football anytime soon. Probably not until probably around about June time, to be honest with you. Around about which time, you know, the summer hits, obviously we've got our beer gardens, the sun will be out, and that's what everyone looks forward to, you know, pre-season, August time, where the sun's out, you can go to a football match in your shorts and your T-shirt and really start enjoying it. And that's going to be a weird time if that's going to be the end of our season, celebrating promotion, suffering relegation in the blazing hot summer. It's going to be something we're not used to, but I think the main priority is not cancelling this current season, because I think it would be a really, really unfair on the teams that are, you know, fighting for survival, fighting for promotion, to just null and void this entire campaign. You know, I know there's been suggestions about it, but I don't think you've got to worry about next season or the season after. I think regardless of when this season returns, whether it's in a month or whether it's in 12 months, I think you've just got to do it.
Yeah, and that was kind of my next question, really, Jake. Like, what do you personally think should happen in terms of scrapping the season? Should they play it on now that that Euros has been postponed to 2021, opening up the summer a little bit more? This is the Portsmouth Fan Show, and really Portsmouth are kind of well and truly in the thick of things here, in the mix of it, because such a sticky situation. We know Portsmouth, the wonderful season they were having, unbeaten at home, you know, that 10-game, 9-game winning streak that me and you speaking about. They've reached the leasing.com final trophy. They were there last season. They have a chance to defend a wonderful FA Cup run, really in the mix, and to go back to the Championship. That was their only priority this year. So close. And so close last year, this would be a real hammer blow and almost a massive setback for the club if it was deemed void, wouldn't it, Jake?
Yeah, it would be a massive kick in the teeth. And, you know, you mentioned the achievements we've had this season. Of course, you look back at the start of the season where it all looked so doom and gloom. There's been a lot of hard work and a lot of effort put into, you know, not just by the players and the management team, but by everyone involved at the club. All of the fans spending their hard-earned money, travelling up and down the country, clocking in their miles. A lot of hard work and effort has gone in, you know, throughout the entirety of Portsmouth and every other club too. But I think just to completely cancel the season and start fresh from the very start would just be so unfair on everyone. You know, I mean, the way I look at it is, you know, we're going back to Rochdale, we're going back to Accrington, back to Fleetwood, back to Sunderland, whereas we've already done that. Why can't we just continue from where we've left off? It shouldn't really matter when it finishes. Just kind of deal with that when that comes. But I don't think there should be any set time frame. And like you say, you know, we are 2 points off of automatic promotion now. And if they were to come to some sort of decision where they promote and relegate teams who are currently in the mix and, you know, do some kind of playoff system, which I have seen suggested, some kind of supercomputer prediction malarkey, I don't know. I just think the only way you can possibly settle this, in my opinion, is to just continue from where we've left off when this all blows over. And as for the EFL Trophy final, wait until the end of the season or maybe pre-season of the next campaign. So, yeah, I don't think there should be any kind of time frame. Just wait until it all gets sorted and then go from there.
Yeah, and if that season does resume, Jake, could we actually be talking about what kind of Pompey side will we see? You know, will we see a refreshed side, you know, a side that feel re-energised? How will Kenny Jackett tackle this break? Or could we see a Pompey side that actually have lost a little bit of that momentum, and other teams as well? They maybe might excel from the break, working on new things, getting injured players back. We don't really know what that League One landscape will look like.
Yeah, no, it's a very strange scenario, and I've read a lot of news reports over the last week or so of the out of contract players at Pompey in this summer, and what's going to happen to these players if the season doesn't start until after their contracts expire, one of which is Christian Burgess. Now, if he doesn't sign a new contract, does that mean he's free to leave the club before we can even kick a ball again in the league? It's a very sticky situation for not just Portsmouth, for every club and for the league itself to kind of try and combat. You know, should these players maybe stay until the end of the season, whatever that may be? I don't know. There's a lot of logistical problems with that. And it's going to take a lot of refreshing from the manager and the players themselves to pick themselves up, pick that confidence up and kind of continue the momentum that we've sort of shown early in this year so far, because there's going to be a massive break and it's going to have a massive detrimental effect on the squad, because we could pick ourselves up, you know, if we do resume the season, and we could in theory lose our last 10 games because we just haven't been at it. You know, we haven't got that confidence anymore. We haven't got the, you know, not necessarily the passion, but the willingness to continue. So it's going to have a massive effect on fitness, and I think more importantly, mentally too with the players.
Yeah, Jake, really appreciate you coming on. Jake Smith there from Pompey Live, just talking not only about the legal problems, the logistical problems. It's just turning into a bit of a football nightmare, a real messy situation, and one we don't really have any clarity on at the minute. But a man who joins us next, and maybe we'll have that little bit of clarity that is needed, it is Jordan Cross, who works for Pompey News. He can maybe shed a little bit of light of what is going on and what is surrounding the Portsmouth club at the minute.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. We just heard from Jake Smith. Now, delighted to say joining the show is Jordan Cross. Always a delight and a pleasure to get Jordan on. Obviously working for Portsmouth News, someone who works closely with the club and has a real knack of knowing what is going on and a real behind-the-scenes insight. Jordan, thanks for giving us a little bit of time tonight. Genuinely, it's a pleasure to get you on. Firstly, I ask, are you well, Jordan, at the minute?
Just about holding up at the moment. A bit of coughing and spluttering in the household, but yeah, it's okay. The 14-day period from the Arsenal game on March the 2nd passed without any significant symptoms kicking in. So there was a close sort of shave with one or two players and some interaction of sorts with Mikel Arteta, which put us all on red alert. And with a three-year-old boy and the missus and some family to worry about, but touch wood, as things stand, we're all right at the moment. So yeah, but it has been a blur, both personally and obviously staying abreast of an ever-changing story, which is Pompey have found themselves at the heart of this cataclysmic tale. And I'll bet I'm not the only journalist at the moment who's really full pelt to stay abreast of this, because it's literally changing hour by hour.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, Jordan, maybe in your profession, you're mocking something up, you're drafting it up, and then it changes in the next instant. The stories are completely changing at a very rapid pace. But you mentioned it there. Portsmouth really at the heart and centre of this, because obviously playing Arsenal in that fifth round FA Cup tie, they played Olympiakos. The owner, Evangelos Marianakis, testing positive for the virus. Also owning Nottingham Forest, they played Millwall on a Friday night, and it kind of fell from there. Arsenal playing yourselves, West Ham, and these were the teams that had to be careful and go in that 14-day isolation period. You know, were the players, are they in that period as well now themselves?
Oh, well, there's a number of questions there. I mean, the narrative, as you say, you go back to the Olympiakos owner, Marianakis, and that kind of put us on red alert there. But it was really, I would say, Thursday evening when things then really accelerated. Mark Catlin, the Portsmouth chief executive, getting a phone call from the Arsenal MD to confirm that Mikel Arteta had tested positive. That's when really things did accelerate quite quickly. A number of late night calls from Mark, and I've got to pick up on this, by the way. The leadership shown by Pompey, particularly Mark Catlin and the executive staff, has been absolutely outstanding. The clarity and the pace at which they've acted and the directness has really been a lesson. At a time when our central government have not quite covered themselves in as much glory, it's been really impressive to see the way that Mark's acted, and Pompey cascading messages down to myself, always having an open line to Mark for lots of questions, because we're asking questions, and questions are coming up hour by hour, really. And it's been great, the information and the open line that we've had with the Portsmouth and the news, and indeed fans through the club and the media staff. So anyway, on from there, and it was Friday morning when Mark was down at the Pompey training base in Hillsey down here, and addressed the players with Kenny Jackett, who'd spoken to the press the previous Thursday. When it looked like it was going to be a suspension of games at that time, both Kenny and James Bolton, the defender here, speaking very well. But then, as I say, rapidly changing sort of narrative of this story, and it became apparent with Arteta that it was really that watershed moment for football, wasn't it, Arteta? And the players were sent home from there on Friday, and then it was a case of awaiting testing, which is really gone on into this evening, actually, when I've actually been running the club. Of course, like many clubs in football, locating these tests to find out what's happening with the players. But they've been taking these tests kind of around today,
I spoke to the club this afternoon, and they were going through that process. Looks like it's going to be a couple of 3 days before they can get the results back and clarify that. But the schedule for Pompey moving forward now, if all goes well and there's no positive tests, would be to return to training on Monday. Obviously, it's a game-changing situation if anyone does test positive. And then there's a small matter of what football comes up with next in terms of an answer in what is a real, sort of imponderable situation, really. The Football League do get a degree of flack, and I've been critical, certainly, of them in the past, but they find themselves in uncharted territory here. So I think everyone needs a little bit of consideration for football authorities at the moment about how they're going to plan the way forward.
And obviously, players back to training on Monday, day-to-day operations obviously still going on. And I kind of wanted to ask Jordan, because reading, the articles from yourself and your colleagues, the team at Portsmouth News, people are talking about, when are the games back? When is the sport back? And we know pretty much that the jobs we're in, our lives, revolve around that. But people almost forget about the lives of the staff and, these clubs down in the EFL who really rely on the gate income. And, maybe Portsmouth, I was reading, Jordan, please correct me if I'm wrong, potentially losing 100,000 a game.
Correct.
All the home
correct.
Games that they miss.
Yeah, incredible amounts of money for lower league clubs. And listening to what the Rochdale CEO talking about. Not only is it that the revenue from people coming through the turnstile, but all the sponsorship money, it's all based around match days. That's where all the revenues come in. Mm. And as you say, rightly, Pompey with Mark Kaplan's earmarking at about 100k, the figure. Fortunately to Pompey and the way the club is structured and the Eisman's at the helm, it's not going to be a situation where the club finds themselves on the ropes in terms of staying in business. Thank heavens, but not all clubs, possibly going to say the same about that. So lots of questions, certainly for the football authorities and the football family as a whole, really, isn't it? To look at hearing the Angus Kinnear, the Leeds CEO, talking about what can be done to help lower league clubs. Lots of questions and uncertainty. But as you say, the staff there. I was speaking to one Pompey player last week when he was sent home. I won't name him, but massive panic because his partner's pregnant and the knock-on effects. These are human circumstances that we all find themselves in, and real fears for things like that and everyday sort of human problems. So we've got to remember that these footballers, the scenes that we were often having downfall in the Euros, there's a human side to this as well. And a number of players have had their weddings have gone up in smoke. I bet they're not the only ones, but three players, John Marcus, Ryan Williams among them, their weddings are now gone. And there's going to be a lot of uncertainty moving forward for Pompey and football in general, and hopefully we just can come up with the answers.
Yeah, and it is tough, and we talk about those lower clubs, and even lower than League One, really, and we know the money that Portsmouth could be missing and the work they're doing, but we're even seeing today in the National League, Barnet are going under, making their non-planned staff redundant. And is there an argument, Jordan, and a question that maybe those clubs in the Premier League should be helping these lower league clubs out?
I think that's that it comes back to that, and we now have to look at that. But it's always been kind of protective societies to the Premier League and the desire to kind of look after themselves. And I was hearing people talking about kind of expanding the Premier League team to 22 teams and putting up the likes of West Brom and Leeds. And hold on a minute. Okay, that sounds great, but what they're talking about there is no relegation. Because they're going to protect themselves. And of course, the Karen Brady situation has been well documented over the last week or so with her words. And well, football's got to get beyond this and look at what's the greater good here. And you do hear from the meetings and the conversations I have with people at Pompey, there does seem to be a general desire to find the right answer over personal circumstances for clubs. And blimey, it's going to have to be that way, because it could be a cataclysmic turn of events if this continues and we allow clubs that are struggling to go to the war, because, you know, mark my words, that'll be what happens.
Yeah, and Portsmouth are doing some good, though, Jordan, amongst all of this. I saw that they were still donating food. And you know, this kind of goes under the radar, and that's why I wanted to shine a light on this, because I'm sure more clubs are doing this, but it's just a big gesture and the right gesture to the community.
Oh, I've seen a few clubs, Everton and another club, but I saw they were quite quick to get out, and if they've got leftover...
I think Villa are doing the same.
Absolutely, and you do see, not just, you know, without making it kind of too deep and meaningful, but, you know, across the city, so like, there's been so many people out in need of knocking doors and asking people what they can do, and, you know, it's great to see Pompey taking part in that and getting down to the food banks. And actually, I mean, from a journalistic point of view, we can really need to be changing the agenda over the next. There's going to be a number of weeks, isn't it, where it's not just going to be player interviews, and it's quite nice to be able to get these stories out there, these human stories, and we need to be doing that in the coming weeks, and journalists need to be looking at themselves and how they're covering events, and not just that as well, you know, readers are looking for interesting stories. There's players at clubs, there's hard-working people behind the scenes at Pompey that don't get a lot of credit, and it's maybe now a chance to be, as you say, quite love the term, that shine a light on these people that are doing so much good in such a variety of forms.
Yeah, absolutely, Jordan. Really appreciate you coming on tonight. Take care of yourself, your family, your missus, and your 3-year-old as well. Always a pleasure to get your insight there. Jordan Cross, absolutely love speaking to him from Portsmouth News, just telling us what's going on and has that access, that insight to the club, you know, speaks to Kenny Jackett, the players, and just so many lives affected. We talk from that footballing, sporting perspective, but players cancelling their weddings, not sure, the staff in and around the club, how are they affected? Have your say tonight. This is the platform to do it. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio, or you can call us as well, 0208 7020 558. There is no sport, there's no football. We're still here, so get your feet up, have your say tonight. Anything we've missed, we want to hear from it. Portsmouth as well, they've made a final already, the leasing.com final. They won it last year, they want to repeat it. Will that game even go ahead? Record number of tickets sold as well. That date will have to be moved, but the date won't be moved on this Portsmouth Fan Show, and we are back at the same time as we are every week, Tuesday, 9:30 to 10 on Love Sport Radio.
This is Love Sport.